Hey, welcome to JD, BBW Adult Radio. I'm your host, Frank, a.k.a. your BBW Porn Preacher. And Sasha and G-Man will be coming up pretty soon. Wait, hold on. I think we have G-Man out here now.
What's up, big brother?
G-Man, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Okay, there you go. All right, Sasha be in a little while. Just waiting for Miss St. Louis to call in. Hopefully she'll be in a couple of minutes. You know how it is.
You got a time zone problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's, I think she's an hour behind. So, you know.
It's the same old thing, though.
Yeah.
Working with the CP, it's the same old damn thing.
She's making a dramatic entrance, that's what it is.
Okay. Let's work with it, man.
Yeah.
What's her background?
Hold on. Well, she's a new and upcoming, you know, BBW adult entertainer right now. She's just in the photo part of it. I talked to her a little bit, you know, I had a little pre-interview, and she's not too sure about getting to the video thing, so I'm going to ask her a little bit more about that. She's going to be a bombshell, a model on the site pretty soon, and she's from St. Louis. And you didn't see the picture?
Okay. No, you didn't send me a picture,
man.
You sent me that link.
Oh, see that? You should have seen her. She's like honey brown.
Okay.
Thick from top to bottom.
Oh, okay. I wish she was on time.
I should be looking at you.
About.
Hold on for a minute. Let's see here.
So what's going on with GE Radio, man? I got too much dead air here.
Okay, she says she's in, but she can't hear me. Hold on. Okay, I just told her to call back in. So she should be here in a couple.
Well, what can I say?
What's that? She must be calling in from a different number. I saw her. I seen pop up in here. That's when you know you're doing something. You got two phones. Yep, that was her. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
She just popped back in.
Hello?
Hello, there you go. There you
this
go. You back
there.
This is my
third time calling. Hi, everybody.
I'm sorry.
What's up, man?
Hey, that was my fault. I had the wrong area code pop up. I'm like, okay. I know why I had the wrong area code in my head when you popped up there.
I'm like this
is
awful. I can hear him, but he can't hear me. Oh, man.
So thank you for being on. So tell us about, you know, Miss St. Louis.
Well, I am, I'll say, down to earth, really like a country girl for real. Yeah, I grew up in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I was born here in St. Louis, but I grew up in Mississippi. So I'm kind of like that Southern belle with a little city twist to her.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Country girl is a big freak. That's what I heard. Country girl is a big freak. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes,
oh, cool.
Yes, I am sweet. I can be very, very sweet.
What made you get into the whole adult, you know, modeling thing?
Well, I always did like taking pictures and doing different things like that. I've always been artistic and into stuff like that. And actually, when I first came on like Facebook, I got put in a group called Team Super Thick. And it was ran by Super Don Booty and Miss Kelly at the time, and I had never been put in a group of such thick women, and it was mostly thick women. And I mean, hey, I just felt really at home being in that group.
Right.
Yeah.
So did it take a have you ever conscious about, well, should I post in this group? Shouldn't I post in the group? Well, am I the right size, or, you know?
I think every woman goes through that at some point, but in that group, they made everybody feel like at home. You know, there was no no bashing the women. So when I looked in the group, it was like really, you know, big women, you know, some SSBBWs and regular BBWs, and then there were regular-sized women in there as well. But, you know, everybody was allowed to come in there and do their thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that really made me feel good. It really did.
So when you got into that group, was it like a something that said, you know what? I know they can do it. I can do it too. Once you got in the group?
No, how I felt, actually, I felt at home. Actually, I really did. I felt like it was a platform for something that I've been wanting to do, and I just didn't know that it was a group like that. So it was all new to me, you know. And like I said, when you were made to feel at home in a group, and they say, well, come on, do your thing, you know, post up, this, this, and that, and you post up, and you getting all love, you feel good.
Right.
Yeah, so it made me want to continue doing exactly that, you know, doing my pictures. And I say, well, hey, you know, I kind of got a little talent for this. So let me see what I can do with it.
Sasha the Diva just hold on. Sasha the Diva just joined the show. Hey, Sasha.
Hi.
This is our other co-host.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hello, Miss
Hey.
Yeah, you having a problem with your phone, Sasha? It keeps buzzing.
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay,
we're
gonna
keep
better?
It going. Then we should. Yeah, that's,
yes,
a lot
that's
better.
A lot better.
Okay, sorry about that, y'all.
That's okay. So, Miss St. Louis, how did you come up with the name Miss St. Louis?
Well, this is so funny because every time I would come into the group, I would get, when I post up my picture in the group, I would have people just be like, there goes St. Louis, every time I would post my pictures up. And in the comments, they like, here comes St. Louis. And I was like, all right, that's what's up. Yep, I'm repping. Because I would always say, you know, I'm from the 314. I always would say that, so then they just kind of, you know, went with it and say, oh, here come St. Louis. So it kind of stuck with me, and I'm like, yes, I rep that.
What group were you referring
to? I
missed out of it because I missed the first part. What group were we talking about?
It was Team Super Thick.
Oh, okay.
Hey, my So, would you be, have you started your, like, your own group on Facebook or anything like that?
What'd you say?
Have you started your own group on Facebook or anything like that for your followers? Mainly for your followers?
I have did. yeah, I have a small group. I've never tried to do a large group. I have a small group, and I actually am administrator of a lot of groups and pages and stuff like that. A lot of people put me in so many and asked me to administrate over a lot of different groups and stuff like that. So when I went into the group, I think that's how I really got known, is in the underground, in the groups where they got to see the more sexier pictures, and it just spread it like wildfire.
Yeah.
You know? You know, there's so many different groups, you know, underground groups on Facebook, and you know, they secret groups, and, you know, somebody got to put you in, and it's all
yep.
over the country, and a lot of people, you know, start to know me from those groups. You know, a lot of people don't post in those groups, but I did. I actually did, and a lot of little different things. Some pages would ask me to post on, you know, and would I come aboard, and most of the time, I would. Instead of saying, you know, no, most of the time, I would say yes, and a lot of people would ask me to be on a whole lot of different little things. So, yeah.
Would you ever consider getting into the video side of the adult entertainment world?
Woo. How did I know that question was coming? maybe. I hadn't made
you know,
that decision
I
right now.
Pictures, so.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I said, I've seen the pictures, you know, I would like to see that ass in motion.
Yeah, I had made that decision. I've been asked by multiple people, but that hasn't been a decision I made yet. Right now, you know, I feel really comfortable with doing my pictures. Sometimes, you know, I'll do the regular pictures and sometimes I do the semi-nude pictures. And, you know, I'm comfortable with that right now. So I can't
mm-hmm.
say, no, I won't never do it. But right now I hadn't made that decision to do porn because right now I just didn't feel the need to do no porn. I'm very happy with doing my pictures.
Right. Now, do you have I've seen your pictures and they're, like, professionally done. They're not taking, like, you know, a camera phone, nothing like that. They look professionally done. Do you do your own pictures?
Yeah. I, like, I do my pictures myself sometimes, and then I had a photographer that did my pictures, but he got away. He moved to Chicago, so until I get me another cameraman, I'm looking.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered doing pictures with someone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like who?
Well, let me see. I would love to take pictures with Miss Carmella Bombshell. She's a friend of mine, but she lives all the way out in California. Everybody's so far away from me, you know. I love to take pictures
she's
with her.
A cutie.
Huh?
Okay, yeah, she's a cutie. I've seen her before. I'm on her fan page.
Yeah, she has such a great attitude, and I love her attitude. She is. Oh, I love her attitude. She got me into she helped me get into Bombshell, actually.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm good.
I was going to say, you know, tell us a little bit about this new adventures of yours with Bombshell.
Oh well, they actually have just got my portion of the site up, and I am so happy. That has been a long time coming. Oh my goodness, because I've been had a contract with them, you know,
mm-hmm.
almost 2 years ago. You know, I got a contract with them, but they're
mm-hmm.
actually just opening my portion up. So this is a new adventure for me.
How can I find you?
At www.bighotbombshell.com.
Okay. and they just gotta search your name in there?
They'll see, as soon as you click on the page, it'll show the, once you go in there and enter, it'll show you the girls, and actually you'll see me on the second row near the top, and it'll have my name, Miss St. Louis, on there. You just click on there, it'll take you right into going into getting a membership and everything to get my pictures.
Okay, and that's hotbombshells.com?
Yes, big hot bombshell. Mm-hmm.
Hot bomb. I'm going in there. Going in there.
Tell me this. What's something sexy that you've done that you really enjoy doing with your pictures?
I didn't hear everything that you said.
I said, what's something sexy or what's the most sexiest thing you've done with your pictures?
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll tell you this story. And I had this photo shoot. And, okay, my camera guy brings his girlfriend. And he was taking my pictures at first. Everything was going fine. And then I was ready to do the nude pictures. So I get butt naked, and as soon as I get butt naked, his girlfriend put him out the room. And she grabs it. Yes, she did. She grabs his camera, and she's like, I'll take over from here. So he didn't see me all the way nude. As soon as I came out of my clothes, she pushed him out the door and shut the door, and he was in the other room, and she just took over from there. So then her and another model proceeded to give me in this position where I was on the bed and this belt and wrapped it around my heels and wrapped it around my ankles. And I was laying down, but my legs was up in the air, tied up some kind of way. They had me tied up. They didn't put me in this position so quick.
Yeah.
I was just laughing.
All right,
because I'm feeling like, okay, both of y'all just going like to roll me up like this.
That sounds like some experienced shit.
Yes. So they got me tied. They got me tied up like a kind of in an upside down position with my legs in there. And she gets on the, I guess it's the baseboard of the bed, and she's standing on there. She's holding her other hand on the ceiling with the camera looking down because I'm upside down, side up. And she's like, this is a gorgeous picture. But your face, my face was not right because y'all got my ass upside down. So the other model came around, and she's like, come over here. And so she told her, she said, hit her. And I thought, hit who? And so she hit me real hard on the ass. And I said, oh, shit. So when she hit me really hard on my ass, I made this expression on my face. And she's clicking. She's like, yes, yes, yes. And she's just clicking away.
Awesome.
And she says, hit her again, hit her again. I said, you better not hit me again. So she is smacking me hard as I don't know what on my ass, giving me the business, and she's snapping away with the camera. The other one's snapping away with the camera. I was like, when I get down from here. That was the most funniest, sexiest thing I did, and the pictures came out beautiful. And I did get the other model back, mm-hmm. by the way.
Now, I'm sitting here looking at the bombshell, what am I going to call this? I guess a synopsis of, you know, who you are.
Uh-huh.
And I see your measurements are 64,
49, 67. And ooh, you're do that again? Do that again? You fucking illegal.
64, 49, 67. Mm-hmm. And she's 5'7".
So, damn.
Yeah, I'm a SSBBW, you know.
Hey, girl, welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Your titties are illegal weapons.
Don't worry, Mama. I got some big ones, too. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's kind of packed all
triple
on
digits.
There. It's kind of packed. My weight is kind of packed on me. You know, it's really packed. So,
I see. And it don't go nowhere. It just fling it with you, right? When you fling it, it just keeps going.
Yes. I didn't even know. You know, I'm telling you something so funny. I had my dress on. I always wear, like, long dresses. I don't wear, you know, really short things. And I didn't even know that my ass would be shaking, like, you know, because I'm just walking regular. And it had to take another model or whatever. And she's like, I know you are not talking, because they were talking about ass. She's like, I just got to watching your ass wiggling and waving under that dress. Your ass is just jiggling all over the place. And I'm like, what? So, yeah. It took somebody else to tell me that, you know, because you don't pay attention to all that back, you know, because you just yourself, you know.
We can't look at all that. We trying to stay up forward, not tip over, so.
Yes.
We ain't got time to be looking back there.
Yes. But you know what? Out of everything, some people say they like my ass. Some people say they like my breasts. But I feel that my asset is absolutely my face. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think it's my strongest thing is my face. I try to, when I do my pictures, how I like my pictures done, I like to get them capturing my face, because if you can catch me doing the right position and then I give you this look and then you hit it with my eyes and then you go right down to my lip,
mm-hmm.
it'd be just right.
Now, are you mixed or anything, or are you just 100% black, or...
Well, I tell you, my mom, I can only tell you what, my mom, she's black, my dad, he's black, but my family, my mom is, like, really, really light, and, like, half of my family is really, like, really, really light, got pretty color eyes or pretty hair, and I'll say the portion of my family is white, but the white portion, we don't interact with them. We don't really, really know them on a personal level, you know, from back in the,
uh-huh.
the days. From back in the days.
Right.
So, yeah. Yep.
So, is that what makes you unique? Because it's like, okay, you do have some, you know, some Asian, not Asian, some Caucasian in you, but it's not fully seen. I'm looking at your pictures, it's like, well, I'm thinking, you know, you might have been black and maybe was a Dominican or something like that.
I don't know. Like I said, I know for a fact we do have white people in our family. My mother
uh-huh.
told me, I know that my grandmother, she looked like a dark-skinned Indian with pretty hair, with long, pretty hair. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are the people.
Tell me this, since you established that you're a country girl, and we've agreed
yes.
that a country girl is a freak, what's the freakiest shit you've ever done?
Who said that country girl is a freak?
Come on, that's right.
That's a lot.
Come on with it, man.
Riding them horses, that's why.
Mm.
And if you have two or three of them, you can tell those too.
Don't fall for it.
That's a hard question, and I'm gonna say this because I'm just gonna give you the juice because I'm older now. But when I was younger, when I was younger, you know, I had this one thing that happened, and I got with this guy, and, you know, we was all hanging out, and he had been worrying me, oh, you know, I want some of this and this and that, so I finally gave him some. So when I gave him some, I lied to you not, 4 pumps, and he was done. I was like, what the hell just happened? So he was apologizing and everything, and I was still laying in the bed like, what just happened? And so he went out the room, and then his friend came in there, and he was like, okay. He had been trying to talk to me too, and I was like, no, leave me alone, because I was really mad and upset. And mind you, when somebody do a 4 pump on you, that's just to open you up. You hot, you thriving, you ready to go. That was just getting But at the same time, I was mad. So make a long story short, wind up happening is that he finally got me to come downstairs. The other guy finally got me to come downstairs, and I went downstairs with him, and then he finished.
Damn, he had a finish.
Damn. He finished, and that happened one time and one time only. But I think that was that point. I don't know about getting caught, but he told his friend, and I don't know. His friend was still trying to date me, still trying to talk to me, but that 4 pump stuff, I wasn't having it no more. So I think that was, you know, the freakiest thing in my younger days.
Mm-hmm. Now this is how popular your name is. Okay, I typed in Miss SSBBW St. Louis, and a whole bunch of stuff popped up on you.
Okay.
Your Twitter account. Want me to give that out?
You can if you want to. I know it's everything is almost is the same. It's just Miss St. Louis. Because I'm on YouTube.
Well, this
I'm on.
What's that?
I was saying, yeah, because I'm Miss St. Louis on YouTube. I'm Miss St. Louis on Instagram. It's Miss St. Louis on Tumblr. I'm on mostly everything that I'm on. You're gonna find under Miss St. Louis the same thing. You know.
You got some YouTube videos that you did. One of them I'm looking at here. You're shaking all that ass.
Just having fun.
Yeah.
A lot of things I do, I just be having fun doing. You know. Yep. You gotta have fun. Any photo shoot that I do, whether it be with me and some other models, you know, we always have a ball. We always have fun, you know, and that's the whole thing. I always like the shoot to be comfortable for everybody, and I just like to enjoy myself. And then if we can get some great pictures out of it, you know, I am all the more happy for that.
So you've been modeling, you haven't ran into any of that BBW hate that's out there among some of us, have you?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten a lot of hateful comments from, you know, women. And it got so to the point where, like, on Facebook, like, every time I would post a picture up, they would report it. It didn't matter if I had on clothes or didn't have on clothes at all or whatever. As soon as I posted it, they would report it. And so it was like it could only be up for maybe an hour at that. They would have it already reported. They didn't got so bad to where you got people like, and really for me, I don't ask to follow people, other people, really. You know, a lot of people, most people, if you're on my account, they didn't ask to follow me or ask to be my friend. So you'll have some people come on and ask to be your friend, and they do that to only just report you. They didn't got so to the point where they then came on Instagram and reported me at least 2 or 3 times on Instagram. I'm like, on Instagram, really?
Yeah. That means you're popular.
Yeah, and what's so sad is there's other BBWs that do that. And, you know, we are a small community as it is, so.
Yeah, and see, what it is, I believe, me, myself, I know what's going on, but mentally I don't support it, and so I be thinking, why are they like that, you know? But mm-hmm. when they see somebody new coming up, you know, or that person is coming in getting the likes, or they getting hundreds and hundreds, and it may be mostly all men, like 95% of the likes are men. And you have other women feel like, well, you're big, she big, she this, she that. Why is she getting that many likes? Why is she this, this, and this, and that? Why is that going? You know what? I feel like this. If you take time to focus on yourself and your own pictures, and you're focused on what you're doing, then you'll get the same results. You know, I don't have time to be worried about if the next woman, how many likes she got, because I'm too busy focused on Miss St. Louis. You know, and what I get a lot from the men like, because I have a sense of humor sometimes that come out in my pictures, and all of my pictures are not perfect or anything like that. I may show something that another woman won't, you know. I may show my belly. I may show, you know, my fat rolls or whatever. But to some men, you know, they're like, she showed herself. She showed that is so sexy. Her confidence is sexy. And they're finding my whole attitude and confidence and everything sexy. So really, when they're liking my pictures, they're really liking me. They're digging my confidence, you know.
Yeah, because it's this taboo thing of we as big women, we don't take full shot photos. And to see another woman that is a supersized BBW that's taking a full shot, body shot, you know, that's like, what's she doing? I know she ain't doing that with her big ass. And then some dude come along and click like on it, and he's feeling it. You know, it's not so much about, it's like you said, it's not so much about the size of the person's body, it's their confidence and their ability to say, you know, hey, fuck it, it's me, I'm doing me, do you. And that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, and at the same time, I'm also with me, because, you know, you learn things over time. You have to be very aware of where you are putting certain things, you know, certain groups you can't put those pictures in, even though you may not, I may not be ashamed of myself, but in certain groups I know they're veered toward, you know, maybe smaller women or whatever. And so you have to be aware of where you put your material as well. And I have been, you know, careful of that. Because what you'll get sometimes, even though they put you in the group, you'll have so many people that don't like big people that they'll be roasting on your pictures and, you know, try to make fun of it. So you have to be aware of where you are putting your pictures. You put your pictures where people would appreciate your pictures. You know,
it's a lot of BBW groups that get people's pictures. They big themselves and they try to roast other big people.
Yes, yes, all the time. And, you know, I have hit a couple of them up. and I've called a couple of people, you know, stealing my pictures and, you know, doing that, and I've hit them up, you know, and I go straight to the, because most of the time, what a lot of people don't know is if I'm in a group, 9 times out of 10, the head administrator or the administrator of the group came and asked me personally to come and be in that group and come in that group and throw down and show out and do this and that. They already know I'm a model, so they asked me, would you come in my group and do your thing, get it popping, get it started. But see, the other girls in the group that's already been there, they don't know that. They don't know that the administrator beat them ass me personally to do those things. So if they can adjust to me being there, then I'll stay there doing my thing. But if they can't, then I just take my pictures and, you know, move forward to the next group that then asked me, because I have a whole lot of people asking me constantly to do come in or come on my page, do your thing, you know.
Well, the bottom line, all the hate is going straight to hell anyway.
I say like this, fuck 'em. Fuck 'em.
Yeah. Fuck, you have to be like that. You have to be like that. And then you have to gain also a thick skin, because sometimes, you know what, even though I've been doing this for a little minute, sometimes people say things that it cut you. Sometimes it cut you. And you be like, no, they didn't. And then sometimes they make you want to take off their head. So, But usually I have. You know what? Normally, I don't even get at them on a post or something like that, not unless they done took me to the next level. I normally go clean over their head, and I'm talking to administrators and stuff like that, because they don't want to ask me to, you know, be there, and they handling it. I'm dealing with it. Or I'll go personally in their inbox and tell them, look here, stay off of my pictures. You know, you don't have to comment on my post. If you don't like something, what's the horn in?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It's too much like doing right.
Yes.
It's too easy. Yes.
Yes, I ran into a lot of haters, but I cannot sit up here and focus on them. You know, I cannot.
Yeah.
It's like you said, keep a thick skin, you know, keep your mind on the prize, keep your head right, and do you. That's it. And, you know, put up two chucks and tell them, fuck you, my son.
Yeah. You know,
Let me ask you this. Have you ever done shows in clubs?
No. Actually, I'm going to tell you the truth. Actually, I haven't been to no clubs in a long time. I went to a club for my birthday. That was last Friday. And I just sat there and listened to some music and knocked back a couple of drinks, because I'm not in the club thing, you know, into going into the club, because to me it's the same thing. You know, when I was doing the club, I did it to death. I'm one of them people that when you do something, you just do it and go all the way with it till it get boring.
Would you do a strip event?
A strip event?
No,
as far as dancing, no, I'm not a dancer. I'm not a dancer.
You ain't got to dance.
I would go, you know what,
you
I leave that
to
the
dance.
Wait a minute, you got 50 poles, you ain't got to do shit. Just sit there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would go I would go and make appearances if, you know, someone was to ask me or invite me, you know, to come and, you know, be a part of something that's positive. You know, only if it's something positive, or, you know, BBWs or SSBBWs, it has to be something positive. I would come out and show my face and, you know, talk to a couple of people and do whatever, you know, somebody invite me to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it has to be something positive.
Well, we have 3 more minutes of the show. We're going to get to the game we like to call Pick One, Choose One. And the game goes like this. We're going to give you 2 things to choose from, but you only choose just one of those things. So if I said apple pie or peach pie, which one would you choose?
Apple.
Okay. Here we go. Sex in the bedroom or sex in the living room?
In the bedroom.
When it comes to sex, like getting your ass slapped, yes or no?
Yes. That's a big yes.
do you Do you spit or swallow?
Woo. Depending on who it is.
So, I was hoping she said that.
Wait a minute. I think I didn't answer that right.
I got one for you. My regular. BJ or DP?
You say DJ who? I mean, wait a minute.
Blow job or ass penetration?
Woo! Blow. Blow.
It took you a long time to think about that one.
Blow, because most men, I'm gonna say this, and I may catch the heat behind them, but I'm gonna tell the truth. When it comes to, you know, penetration back there, most men don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a way to do that, so you to know how to do it, and you have to know how to do that right.
Right. All right. Here's one. Do you like to watch or be watched?
Woo! Watch.
When it comes to having sex, do you like to watch porn videos while having sex? Yes or no?
Yes.
She hesitates.
This will bring me up to my next question. Would you shoot your own personal porn video? Yes or no?
Yes, I would.
All right, you should have a clap right now. Sound effect.
Would you?
I have one.
Yeah.
Are you bi-curious or strictly dick?
I can't say I'm bi nothing because I didn't been with a woman before, and then I ain't curious about it. I already know about it. But I'm mostly with me, you know, with the men. So I didn't been through that phase where I tried a woman before. So I know dickly.
Been there, done that.
After all that licking, you got to get the stick in regardless. So you might as well.
I'm just telling the truth.
You might as well, you know, just get it all in one.
You can wear a strap on too now.
No, ain't none. I don't care what nobody talking about. Ain't nothing like that real, real dick. Ain't nothing. Yes. Standing ovation for the real dick. Ain't nothing like it. Hallelujah.
Here's one. In the bedroom, do you like to be whips and chains or no whips and chains?
No whips and chains.
When it comes to porn view, would you rather watch a girl guy scene or a threesome scene with two guys and one female?
Two guys and one female.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna say this on top of it.
Okay.
I'm going to say this on top of that. What turns me on, what really, really turns me on, if I can get to watch a video of a guy just, you know, jacking off. I mean, hey, he can be by himself just doing his thing. And, hey, I love to watch. I love to see a man come. That is so fucking hot. That is hot. That is hot.
I'll send y'all videos later. Don't worry about it. I got hundreds of them. Don't worry about it.